Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah has strongly rejected the UK's decision to designate the group's political wing as a terrorist entity. In a statement, Hezbollah said the decision shows the UK's, quote, servile obedience to the U.S. administration. The statement added that Hezbollah is a resistance movement against Israeli occupation. It also described the move as an insult to the feelings, sympathies, and will of the Lebanese people, who see Hezbollah as a major political and popular force. The reaction comes after the British Home Secretary said the United Kingdom is planning to brand the political wing of Hezbollah as a terrorist group. The European Union refused to support the UK's measure, saying the move was an internal decision and does not reflect the policy of the bloc toward Hezbollah. Mohammed Obaid is joining us. He's a political analyst, joining us via satellite, as a matter of fact, from Beirut. Thank you very much, Mohammed, for joining our broadcast. I wonder what makes Britain to even come up with a plan to brand Hezbollah's political wing as terrorist?
Well, here you can quote what Mr. Jeremy Corbyn, the head of the Labour Party, said. In this regard, that there are some people who are seeking for some political gains, and in order to get the Zionist lobby support in their attempts to get better posts in politics, they try to please the United States and Israel in this regard. The irony, and here is to see the country that was the creator of Israel and that created in old history the Wahhabi movement, which is responsible for all this ISIS and Jabhat al-Nusra terrorism. It is really ironical to see them labeling people as terrorists and not terrorists. They are still continuing, I mean the British government, their role in supporting these terrorist groups in Syria. They went on in the destruction of this country, along with Israel, that we saw them hospitalizing these militants. So, I mean, it is really something that makes one laugh, I mean, to see such people labeling a resistance movement as a terrorist group, while they are harboring all the types of terrorist ideologies and supporting the governments that created and that are nurturing these ideologies.
How do you think, you know, it's going to affect the standing of the UK and the US in the eyes of the Lebanese, who basically support Hezbollah and see it as their own?
Nobody, I think, would expect anything good from the US administration and those puppet regimes that are always run in the orbit of the United States, including the United States. Including the British government. So this is something just within the normal measures that always take place. I mean, whenever you see anything, such a decision that is against the interests of the peoples of the region, taken by the United States, the first supporter, we saw this in Iraq, we saw this 2003, and even where you see the British come first to support the American injustice against the peoples of the region. No impact at all. If you'd ask the people in the street, nobody would, even maybe some people would not hear about this. I mean, you are talking about a country that used to be an empire, but now is trying to cling to some heritage that is only in the media and that is only in a way of supporting themselves, portraying themselves as the supporters of human rights and so. But other than that, there is no political influence in the region, I mean, for the of the British. So nothing, I mean, really nothing. Mm. But Hezbollah could not reply with, that's why they issued a statement in this regard.
Okay, that's Mohammed Obaid, political analyst, via satellite out of Beirut. Thank you, Mohammed.